The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How are you doing, Michael?
Doug, I'm fine. How about you?
I'm doing all right, all things considered. Yep. You know, I'm probably the same as, you know, most people out there, you know, and it's crazy, scary times right now. And, you know, I just don't know what else to really add or say related to that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's definitely different, you know, but. You know, when you said that, I thought of something. Really, I'm not going to say everybody, but we're really doing a good job, everybody. You know, when you think about it, you know, like so many people, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do the right thing and trying to, you know, yeah, I get it. You see some things on the news, you know, you hear about the people that won't listen. But for the most part, I'm going to say, I think everybody's really trying and going through this together. And what is it, already a month?
Yeah, well, no, it's not a month yet.
3 weeks?
Yeah. So it's, I agree with you, Mike, that the masses are definitely trying hard. The unfortunate part is that those that aren't are just, you know, it just has the potential to make it so much worse, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the issue that you face now out there. And, you know, it's trying times out there, Mike, for people, no doubt about it. And, you know, fortunately, it seems as though this week or – you know, upcoming week and the week after that is some stimulus money is going to start to get pumped into the, you know, the system here. And, you know, people are going to get their deposits into their checking accounts. So there's going to be some money going on right there. And I know, you know, people with their unemployment, that's going to start to come through the door. So at least that aspect of it is going to be, you know, up and rolling as best as it can be.
I agree. You know, and, you know, Doug, I just feel that so many people, you're starting to hear, you hear so many good stories, so many caring people, and then you hear so many heartbreaking stories too, right?
Oh, yeah.
And not just the health is all definitely well documented, that those stories are just unreal when you put on your news, but even financially. And you know, Doug, you and I have had a practice now for a very long time, right? And you know, and so many clients that have done very well. But conversely, there's so many people that don't have money for food this week and don't have money for the rent. And it just, it's tough. It's heartbreaking. It's unreal. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. You know, just if, you know, if that is you and you're listening right now, just make sure you turn to your resources,
yeah.
Turn to your social services department of your town.
Yeah.
You know, I know the town that I live in, they keep publishing through one of the digital newspapers to tap into South Plainfield, that the you know, the social services, we have a food pantry in town and it's well stocked.
Yeah.
It is well stocked. So if you're, you know, if you're in your community, if that's your situation, if you're up against it a little bit, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to those people, because first of all, there's no shame in it.
Nope.
Please understand that. And second of all, it's all done anonymously.
Yeah.
So nobody's gonna know anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, make sure that you take advantage of those opportunities that are certainly out there. Mike, it was somewhat of a calmer week in the market this week, which was, you know, certainly welcome.
Yeah. You know, certainly. I mean, I guess the big thing here is now I guess we'll call it 2 weeks in a row that the precipitous drop has kind of stopped, right? I mean, for a while there was everything was, you know, red and down and all that. And then last week we saw a rally week, and this week was, you know, back and forth, I'd say, you know, pretty much.
Yeah. You know, a couple up days, couple down days, but you know, none of those huge, wild, dramatic days, thankfully on that. But Mike, this upcoming week, folks, you're going to be getting your statements through the door. They're going to show up. And please make sure you pay attention to them. And I get this. I understand it. And Mike and I, we're doing our best to be, you know, as proactive as we can with our clients and getting out there. And a lot of people, if you're existing clients already, you know that we have strategies in places that are sound and we believe them. We use investment vehicles that we believe in through experience, and we use investment managers that have, you know, good knowledge and wisdom and experience and all that stuff out there. But none of that can ever change or prevent the values of your accounts from fluctuating, right, Mike?
Sure, absolutely.
And that's going to happen. And what you need to do is you need to make sure that you have a bona fide strategy in place and understand what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. And, you know, we spoke last week about it, is we do believe that there needs to be an element of guarantees built into your overall financial situation as well, you know. And people, you just need to take the time today to do that. You've heard me speak about this over and over, Mike, that I listen to podcasts. And one of the podcasts that I listen to often is Dan Sullivan, who's the head of strategic coach. And, you know, I went through his coaching program and everything. And I listened to it this morning before we're doing a radio show. And he had a great question out there that I want to pose to the listeners out there. And I want to pose it to you too, Mike, is when you look back 3 months from now, what has to happen in order for you to feel that you did yourself the best you could in this scenario that we're in right now? What has to happen? Turn around and look back. This is something for yourself. You just have to say to yourself, 3 months from now, if I look back, what do I have to do? What do I have to accomplish during this period of time for me to say, you know something? We got thrown into the midst of a terrible circumstance there, and I could have went and wallowed and just did nothing, or I could have set out tracks to say, these are the things I want to look back and do. And I do know that our listeners have a lot of extra time on their hands right now. So I do think one of the things that you ought to be able to say to yourself, in my opinion, 3 months from now is, I took the time to look over my financial situation and address it and get a better understanding of where I am.
Sure. And, you know, that's solid. You know, that's 100% solid. You know, that's always important. And you and I have been talking about that week in, week out, before this ever happened. Take a look at your situation. And we always kind of, not to be the gloom and doom guys, because we're not, okay, not at all. But we always talked about what happened if kind of something happened.
Right.
You know, like, and I guess for you and I, you know, being on the show 20-some-odd years, you know, we've been through 01, 08, and now this, we kind of know. And even so many times, like, when we sit down with our clients and we're doing planning stuff, we talk about what happens if this was to occur again, okay? What would happen to your, you know, investment strategy, or what would you, type of thing? So, you know, I don't want to say we saw it coming, because we certainly didn't. Nobody saw this coming. But, you know, this is one of the reasons why we, like, redundant, and maybe the show even gets a tad boring, is take a look at your financial stuff. You have the right to know. Why do you own it? What do you own? You know, what would happen? That's why we ask these questions every week. And what you're saying now is I guess it truly needs to be addressed.
Well, Mike, what I also want to do then is we took it further down the path when listening to that. And the problem is that if I do lay that three-month time frame on everybody, they're going to wait until June, and if things are better by then, they're going to forget that I said it. It's just human nature. It's just the way it is. So what we need to do in order to continue down that path is now make it into bite-sized pieces and say, what are you going to do in the next 7 days to work on that or to accomplish that? Yeah. And you got to write it down at the end of the day. You can't just say it when you're listening to the radio show here. Oh, you want to know something? Doug and Mike are right. I am going to call them, and I am going to take advantage of them and have a telephone conversation with them, take 30 minutes of their time and review my situation, and then come Monday and not do it. You've got to write it down for yourself so that you hold yourself accountable during this period of time. Right now, we can sit and we could blame everybody under the sun for the circumstances we're in, and we could choose to do nothing, right, Mike? And I've said this a million times. You can choose to do something or you can choose to do nothing. If you choose to do nothing, just understand you've chosen to do something. You've chosen to do nothing. Or you can say to yourself, we're in this circumstance. There's nothing I can do about the overall circumstance that I'm in. But what can I do to take positive steps in my life?
Yeah. That's it. And you know, Doug, we talked about that like a week or two ago. Anytime, you know, you're doing something that's a positive, and we talked about it, I think, on a social aspect, right? I mean, social in that we were saying, hey, you know, we're home now. You know, like you fix something, you clean the garage, you made the landscaping, whatever. Anything that you could do that's positive, and certainly it applies to your financial life, your financial house, your financial future, is take positive, prudent steps during this period of time. And if you do that, you know, this will end. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get back to normal. Everything's going to, you know,
right.
In due time. It's certainly a process. It's trying for all of us. It's trying for you and me.
You
right?
Bet,
I mean,
man.
You know, that's another thing. We come on the air. We talk about, you know, people's finance stuff. Yeah, we have some expertise in speaking about that. But at the end of the day, we're in the same boat with everybody else, you know, like being quarantined and all the problems and the issues and the social aspects and worrying about family and, you know, everything. So we know. We feel it, you know.
So the best thing that we can do to help people, Mike, is just to offer our time to them and our ears and our knowledge to have conversations. And, you know, we want to let you know that please pick up the phone and schedule a telephone call with us. We don't care if you're our client or not. Just pick up the phone. There's no cost. There's no obligation. We're here to help you. And we'll definitely give you our time on the phone and have a conversation with you. But here's the trick, if you will. We can't call you. You need to call us. And the number to do that, you can do it one of two ways. You can call us during the week if you'd like to. But what we would prefer is for you to call now, leave a message on the voicemail, and then we will reach out to you to schedule a time to chat. So the number to do that is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You pick the phone up and you say, hey, listen, guys, I'd like to, you know, schedule a time with you guys. And we're doing, you've got the two of us here. We've got blocks of time we can do in the morning or in the afternoon. And, you know, we can work on this together. Now, we're going to ask you to respect the morning or afternoon time frames. We're going to try to avoid evenings and weekends because we do need to spend time with our families as well, just like everybody else does. So, you know, we've got those blocks of time opened up for you, and you're willing to take advantage. If you're willing to take advantage of it, we're here to help.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what, Doug, I think sometimes too, you know, you and I will talk off the air and say, you know, why a person sometimes won't reach out. And
right.
I think sometimes they personalize stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they get into this mindset of like, you know, I'm the only one going through this, you know, like I'm not reaching out. And I think that's worth it. I think in anything in life, any phase, if you need help or need to speak to somebody about any facet of life,
right,
you most certainly should, because we find that brings the most relief. How many times do people call, whether it be an existing client or whomever, and we chat and they say, you know what, it cleared my head. I'm glad I spoke to you because, yeah, I forgot about that, or I wasn't thinking of it that way.
You bet.
Because, you know, you get bogged down. And we all do. We're all human. I mean, that's emotions. So by all means, you know, you're listening, you need to speak to us, pick up the phone. We're here. And I think we're pretty easy people to speak to. You know, I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah. And one of the nice things, Mike, is that we can let them in on all of the knowledge and information that we've been given from our, you know, the investment companies that we use, and, you know, they're experts. And, you know, I had a telephone call. I was lucky enough to be invited to be on a call with a pandemic expert, you know, during the week, and got some good information there. So while we're very, very far from that, from, you know, professionals in those areas, it's just good for us to be able to hear these things so that we can articulate, you know, good, prudent, I'm sorry, stories and ideas to the listeners and to our clients.
And I think our experience, Doug, I mean, since this show's been on the air, and I've mentioned it numerous times, this is really the third big, you know, issue, if you will. And so we have some experience.
So let me remind you, folks, you can pick up the phone. It's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And leave a message and we'll call you and we'll schedule time to chat with you. You can reach us via our website. Our web address is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And you can drop us an email requesting, you know, time that way. Any way that's easiest for you. We're here. We're available. We're not going out of the office to see people. Obviously, we're having telephone, you know, discussions with people, but please take advantage of our offer here. We sincerely mean it. We want to chat with you, and we want to see if we can help you. Mike, you got anything you want to add?
I am good.
All right, folks, stay tuned. We will be right back.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, everybody, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us, you know, going over your financial situation and listening to what we have to say, and hopefully you take some of the information that we give to you as good guidance and motivation to get you going in the right direction. And, Mike, you know, a lot of times we spend segments of the show here talking to people about how to set up their estates for leaving inheritances behind and you know, making sure that it's tax efficient, getting to the people who you want it to get to. And that's all well and good. And there's a lot of advertising that goes on out there in the financial industry of telling people how to go about this stuff. But the missing part of the equation is, and what's really lacking out there, is education to the recipient of the inheritance. Because in many, many situations, people are inheriting amounts of money or assets that they've, you know, in amounts that they've never handled or dreamt of before. And there's bad decisions that's made. There's wrong decisions that are made. There's no decisions that are made. So what we want to do is we want to take some time here and we want to talk to you about what we think is a good approach to take when you are receiving an inheritance.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug, because so many people, you know, that inherit money, quite frankly, never had really any money, never had really don't have a lot of savings or what have you. So this is really quite a lump sum of money. And what do you do with it all? And their biggest fear for most part is blowing it all, or how do I go forward with it to make it productive? So first, when, you know, I guess when somebody passes away and there's going to be inheritance, you're going to receive inheritance, the first thing you should do is relax and, you know, deal with emotional part first. There's no rush. People think like, somebody died, I got to deal with it tomorrow. That's not the case. Slow it down, relax, take a breath.
Now, Mike, we're telling people this because, you know, everything, again, I want to remind you, the things that we speak about are our thoughts, and a lot of it's based on our experience. So I, more than once since 1991 of being in this business, have received a telephone call from somebody and said, my mom or dad passed away and left me some money, and the advisor there is telling me that I need to get the paperwork right back to them to do something. And I'm telling you, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's not that much of a rush now. Should you deal with the person's affair? Should you do the paper? You know, all that. Yes, absolutely. No. There's a time and a place for it. But I think what we're talking about here is there isn't a rush. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. A lot of times there's a lot of grieving that has to take place.
Correct.
People's heads just aren't emotionally there to start thinking about all that. And that's fine. That's what we're saying. It's okay to relax and take a breath before you move forward.
Not only is it okay, it's highly recommended.
Right.
This is what, you know, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to say 3-4 weeks, probably a really good minimum time frame to start to think about it. Because, listen, there is an emotional part to it. There's no doubt about it. So make sure that you've dealt with the overwhelming emotional part of it, and you are prepared to start to focus on it a little bit. Again, what's the rush? Right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Great
so
point.
That's step number one. Now, step number two is what Mike was talking about before, is that it's time for you to take ownership of the asset and discuss any tax or legal issues with a tax or legal professional, right? So, all right, fine. Now I'm dealing with it. Mom left me a house. Mom left me an IRA, you know, whatever the situation is. Now I'm prepared to take ownership of it. Now, taking ownership of it doesn't necessarily mean you change the form. In other words, you accept the house, you take ownership of it. Doesn't mean you have to sell it immediately. Your mom's got an IRA, you take ownership of it. Doesn't mean you need to sell the assets that are in there right away. Right?
Yeah. Correct. So it's, you know, it's basically, for lack of better words, moving forward, beginning the process. And the first part of the process is you know, like you said, taking ownership and finding out legally what do we need to do, or legally what's going to happen, and from a tax standpoint, what's going to happen. And that's probably step two in the process.
Right. But again, you know, this is moving along at a very snail-like pace, if you ask me, and that's how it should work. Now, once you have that and you've reviewed your situation with your tax and your legal advisor on it, now, Mike, what I think is really important to do is understand what it is that you inherited. Learn about the asset. Most people get it. They get they understand if they inherit a home, they understand. They get it. Okay? They know what it is. But sometimes there's complexities that run into the situation, and understanding what you own if you inherit a 401k, an IRA, a brokerage account, you know, whatever, that you need to learn about what it is at this stage of the game so you can make an effective decision and somebody can guide you along the way.
Yeah, because, Doug, one of the big things is when it comes to the investment side of the equation, mom or dad will just say, is passing the stuff along. Their investments may be a type of an investment or something that you have never experienced yet,
mm-hmm.
because you're a lot younger. And it might have been something that's appropriate for them, and they're in their 70s or 80s or what have you, and you're maybe sitting in your 40s or early 50s, and it's something that you haven't experienced yet. So identify the asset is really an important step.
Right, and learn a little bit about it. Right. So then that brings us to step four. And then you need to think about if the asset that you received, to what you were just alluding to a minute ago, Mike, actually fits into your financial life. How does this asset that I've received, regardless of what it is, fit into my overall financial life? I keep bumping to a house. Are you going to keep that house and make it a rental property? Who knows, right? You need to think about how any asset. You inherited a brokerage account. It's got different types of, you know, financial instruments in it. How are each one of these going to fit into your financial life, if they fit into your financial life?
Sure. And that's really important there. And now it's time to say, hey, how does this piece that I'm inheriting, that I'm receiving, does that snap into my puzzle or not? And again, I think the biggest thing here that you have to look at is a lot of times there's quite an age difference for mom and dad compared to you. You know, Doug, let's just say if there was bonds or some sort of income fix there or something that was more appropriate than maybe for a 40-something-year-old.
Right.
How does this fit into my financial world, my financial plan?
Right. And one of the things that people need to understand too, Mike, is that if you follow our approach that we're recommending to you here, I think it's helpful because there's a lot of people who emotionally will not part with an asset that they inherit because it belonged to mom or dad. Mm-hmm. You know, they could inherit a portfolio of, you know, whatever you were referring to, fixed income, you know, bonds or whatever it is that aren't appropriate for your situation or don't fit into your overall plan. But you just don't want to get rid of them because, well, if mom or dad had them, they must be good. And yeah, they probably were good, but they were good for mom or dad. Is it good for you? And that this what we're talking to right now rolls into the fifth step of what we're talking about here, Mike, is that you need to make sure that you update, if you already have, or create a financial strategy and financial plan for yourself at this stage of the game. And for many people out there, Mike, we have experienced that this is when they actually create a financial plan for themselves, when they receive an inheritance or a significant amount of money. They haven't really had a plan up until that point, but many, many people at this stage of the game, all right, I guess this is real now, and I got to pay attention to it.
Doug, you know, and this is so vital because, you know, it's time to set up a plan. It's time to do the right thing with that money. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Doug. For many people that are receiving inheritance, this is the first chance and maybe the last chance for them to do something to kind of right the ship, if you will, in their financial world. Okay. There's people that just don't have a lot of money for a lot of reasons. Okay. And may never have a lot of money for a lot of reasons, mm-hmm. but they're receiving a lot of money from their parents. And this is their opportunity to kind of get financially sound, if you will, and not blunder and spend and squander. And this is huge. This is their, you know, you're on stage. This is your big moment. What are you going to do?
Right. And the point is, Mike, is if you follow the steps that we're giving you here, I think that you're going to have, you know, a good track to run along on getting it. Now I can almost promise you, based on the numbers of people who listen to this show every week, that somebody is dealing with this right now who is listening to the show. So please, you know, take the advice and the guidance to take this type of approach to it. And anybody who rushes you along in this process, rush them out the door. There's no reason for it. There is really, really no reason to rush this along. In fact, the law says you have 5 years to leave the estate open. All right? Now, I don't necessarily think that 5 years is a good, you know, time frame. But if the point is this, don't get rushed along. And don't be forced into making a bad decision at a bad time in your life. Plain and simple. And any advisor out there who, in my opinion, is worth their weight knows how to handle this with you and is there for you and with you as you're going along. And hopefully they feel a little bit of the sadness as well because, you know, they were working with the person who passed away.
Sure.
Sure. You know? So anything else you want to add in this segment?
No, just, you know, Doug, I think the biggest thing is, like you said, is, you know, just slow it down, work through the process. You know, and I believe your chances are a lot better for success.
Yeah, and we're here to help you.
Yep.
And we want to let you know that. And you're always available to have complimentary consultation with us with no obligations whatsoever. And, you know, the unfortunate part about being in this business is that we've walked through this process with, you know, a whole bunch of people over the years. We've had people who passed away, you know, and it's the way it goes, you know. It's just the nature of the beast, and you know, so we see it. So we've got experience and knowledge and wisdom in this area to help you. So if it does apply to you, and you'd like for us to chat with you a little bit, we're happy to, with, you know, no cost or obligation, complimentary consultation to you. Just pick the phone up and give a buzz, 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Michael, we're going to hop through a break, and when we come back, we got some great stuff to talk to you folks about with some work we've been doing with some clients recently, right?
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. My name is Doug Chapman. Partner is Mike Bonaccorso. You're listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you from Wealth Management Group. And Wealth Management Group is a full-service financial advisory organization. We're here to help you guys and, you know, get you going in the right direction, accomplish your goals and objectives. And around this time of the show each week, we spend some time and we talk about stuff that we've been helping people with. We're going to expand on, you know, one of the topics here a little bit this morning. But before we do that, Mike, I want to, you know, talk about one of the clients that I recently did some work for, and that was somebody who retired from their job and came in and we're setting up an income strategy for them to take to kick in 5 or 6 years from now, because the husband's going to continue to work for a while. The wife retired. So in 5 or 6 years. So it's really important, and I wanted to use these folks as an example because they're setting themselves up because they're understanding that in 5 years or so, the paycheck's going to go away. So I want to encourage the listeners out there to think in the same mindset.
Yeah, it's super important, right, Doug? I mean, you know, people think of retirement as the time that you have to, you know, do something, but actually it's the prep before the retirement what really matters. And that kind of segues into, I had the opportunity to sit with a new client that just came on board with us. And it was the typical, you know, Doug, like, had a couple of investments, more than a couple, three or four investments for retirement without any purpose. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of happened along the way and really didn't even understand what do you own and why you own it, you know, philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, talking about retirement in, you know, I don't know, I think it's more like a 7 or 8 year window, but wanting to get everything together and kind of have a meeting. And I just sat down and said, what has to be done with these assets, but not just that, what we have to monitor, like the other components of Social Security or pension or what's going to come from retirement plans, and kind of start you know, getting a base and tracking it so we know we can depend on.
Yeah.
And not just that, too. We you and I believe it takes the unknown out of it. So it's like, okay, you know, let's say I'm 55 or I'm 56 or I'm 57 years old. Oh, okay. So at 62, I would have X in income if I had to retire or if I lost my job or if I became medically where I couldn't work like I currently am. Oh, if I can go to 65, I would have this. So it kind of takes the unknown. It takes the worry out of it. And it makes retirement or planning for retirement a lot less stressful. Trust me. And that was somebody that I had a chance to sit and work with and bring on as a new client. And it was nice. It's, you know, a typical case, but always nice to do.
Yeah, 100%. And Mike, one of the things that's been going on in the office lately is that people are getting focused back again on their what I'll call their bank money, if you will, and the interest rate that they're receiving, or shall I say not receiving, yeah, from the banks, and looking for alternatives for that. And I got to tell you is that it's been, you know, pretty refreshing for us to see that there's an appetite out there right now and there's an opportunity out there right now, in our opinion, in the fixed annuity marketplace for, you know, as an alternative to some of this money. So what I wanted to do is take a few minutes and talk to the listeners about what a fixed annuity is, and, you know, so they can understand it better, because there's a lot of misconceptions out there, a lot of misunderstandings, and people just don't know what annuities are. So I thought that we would take some time and just specifically speak about the fixed rate annuity right now today.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, you know, I think a fixed annuity, people, there's all different types of annuities and people get confused, but we're going to focus on the fixed annuity and the, how would you say, the attributes of it or whatever.
Well, the pros and cons to understand it. Try to give you a brief understanding of what it is and, you know, why some clients have been opting to use that vehicle recently, you know, in you know, to as a, an option for them, if you will. So a fixed annuity, so people understand, it's a contract with an insurance company for a specific period of time, Mike. An annuity helps to provide protection against longevity and can be used to help you fund your retirement income. Typically, we see them range from 3 to 10 years, but some could be longer or shorter. They pay a fixed and guaranteed rate of return, which is completely spelled out to you at the beginning of the contract, Mike. So when you get into this arrangement, you know right up front, what interest am I going to be earning for what period of time? They operate similarly to a CD at a bank in that you make a commitment for a period of time, and there's typically a charge if you take your money out beforehand, right? If you break a CD beforehand, they charge you, you know, something to do that. But they let you know in advance, this is the interest rate that you're going to earn along that time. And you don't have any stock market risk, and you won't have any negative performance. So it's just a little bit of a different option for people if they've got money that they're looking to not have any market risk whatsoever, know what interest rate they're going to get, and are willing to, you know, tie it up for a period of time. And, you know, it could be anywhere from 3 years to 10 years. Some are shorter, some are longer. But you get the gist of it, you know, as we're talking here.
Yeah, and I think another point to point out about the fixed annuities is that it also grows tax deferred.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into that right now.
So
let's go there. Yeah. Let's talk about the pros of the annuity. Some things that people ought to be aware of, and then we'll talk about the cons. We've got to, you know, there's pros and cons to everything out there.
Yeah. So in other words, Doug, if you had non-qualified money, which means non-retirement money, it's not IRA or anything like that, and you said, I'd like to purchase a fixed annuity, and again, you put your money in for the stated period of time, for the stated rate, that interest that accumulates every year grows tax deferred.
Right. So let's just assume, for argument's sake and hypothetical, completely hypothetical situation here, that you're getting 3% on your money, Mike.
Yep.
And I put $100,000 into this fixed annuity, and I get 3% interest, hypothetically thinking, would be $3,000.
Correct.
If it's in the fixed annuity, what goes on my tax return?
Zero.
Nothing, right?
Yep.
If it's in a CD, what goes on my tax return?
$3,000 is interest income.
Okay, so that's the difference, right? So it's currently taxable versus tax deferred. Now, remember something. Tax deferred doesn't mean tax free.
Yep.
Right? We got to say that.
Yep.
It's deferred off until you actually take the money out of the contract. So here are the pros to, you know, the fixed annuity contract. you get your fixed interest rate. So you know going in, you know, there's no, I don't know how it's going to end up. It, you know, it's, we, you know, this is what you're getting. And, you know, this is what it's going to be. Then the next thing is, Mike, that's important is that there's no stock market risk whatsoever with this type of vehicle.
Yeah,
right.
The principal doesn't fluctuate.
It couldn't be any more boring or plain vanilla, right? There's nothing jazzy about these things. All right. Money's tax deferred until you use it, right? We spoke about that. Your principal's safe, right? You're not subject to market risk.
Sure.
There's some state insurance guarantee funds out there to help you along the way there. So that's important. The next thing is that you name a beneficiary. So it typically bypasses probate at your death. So, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about inheritance, receiving inheritance, and that kind of stuff. And this, like anything else that has a beneficiary designation, if you pass away, when you pass away, will go to whomever you list as the beneficiary. And that's why in the first segment of the show here today, we emphasize to you, make sure your beneficiary designations are up to speed, because anything that's got a beneficiary designation on it goes in that fashion.
Yes.
Next thing. You could, if you wanted to, convert it into a guaranteed income stream for yourself, for your life. I'll openly admit that very few people actually go and do that,
right,
you know, with the fixed annuity. But it is an option for you to do it if you want to. But again, you know, in our experience is that very few people do it. And then, again, it's got a stated guaranteed minimum interest rate. Now, here's another thing is that, you know, you may get an interest rate for a period of time. But in the contract, it also tells you after that period of time, if you leave your money here, you'll never earn less than X. It has a stated guaranteed minimum interest rate in there. To me, another level of comfort.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug.
So the pros are your money sits there. You know the interest rate that you're getting. It's tax deferred, which means it won't show up on your income tax return until you use it. That could potentially help you to reduce your taxation of your Social Security.
Sure.
Right? If you got money sitting there that previously was sitting in a CD, you report that interest income on your tax return, and maybe that's making your Social Security taxable. Well, in this situation, it would have a positive impact in that your Social Security wouldn't be might not be taxable.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, a lot of times too is people just have money and it's parked there, it's at the bank, and they're never touching it. They don't have a need for it. It's, you know, it's just, you get the drift. And every year they're paying tax on the interest income, and
right,
they're frustrated with their taxation. Well, this is a way to tax defer some of that interest income and maybe get some tax relief.
Right. So what are the cons, Mike, the things that you got to pay attention to, you know, with this kind of stuff? So the first thing is that you need to understand your money's going to be tied up for a period of time. And just to reiterate, it could be anywhere from 3 to 10 years. It's your choice, right? But you got to know it's going to be tied up for a period of time. Now, here's another one. This is a con for many people, is that if you take your money, your earnings out of your annuity before you're 59 and a half years old, you'll get a 10% IRS penalty as well. It's you know, you got to understand that it's really, you know, if you take it out before you're 59 and a half, you're going to get an additional 10% penalty. So if you're much below 59 and a half, you got to give really serious consideration about whether or not this is the appropriate vehicle for you or not.
Yes.
In many situations, it's not.
Yeah, and not to confuse folks listening, if you're over 59 and a half, this penalty does not apply.
Right,
just
exactly.
To make that clip, people will say, what'd you say about that 10% penalty? So if you're over 59 and a half, it does not apply to you.
Yeah, and then the third, you know, thing is that, again, there could be fees or surrender charges, as, you know, if you take it out, you know, prior to that. So those are really, you know, the cons. Now, Mike, what I want to do is just take a couple of minutes here and let the people know, who do we think is typically the person who should consider this and reach out to us to, you know, explore further to see if it's appropriate to them? What are the types of people?
Well, Doug, I think it's someone who is okay with locking up their money for a stated period of time.
Okay, and that's important.
Yep.
You got it. You got to know that. So, you know, to use it appropriately for yourself, you have to be willing to tie the money up for whatever the period of time is. And again, I want to reiterate to you, there's some that are as short as 3 years and, you know, as long as 10 years. So whenever you're doing this, you just got to make sure that whatever time frame you pick in between there, you're cool with.
Yes. Second thing is someone who is closer to or over 59 and a half. And that, again, that's because of the 10% penalty for withdrawal on the IRS taxation if you're under 59 and a half.
Right, and that's why we said beforehand is that when we were talking about the cons of the 59 and a half, you got to think about that before you go and do it. You don't want to do it if you're 53 years old and you're going to have to take the money beforehand. Probably not the right spot for you.
Correct.
Right. Then we got Mike, someone who doesn't want any exposure to market risk.
Yep.
And just wants to know, what am I getting? It's simple math, right? You can give us $100,000. We find the product for you in a time frame that you agree to, and I can tell you what it's going to be worth at the end of that time frame.
Yeah, yeah. And, so you don't want market risk, and you want to feel like, that you feel good about the rate that you got, and
yep.
You know how long it's going to last for, so it kind of cuts out all the unknowns. That's you.
Right. And then, Mike, somebody who's looking for tax deferral.
Yeah.
This may be a good spot for you if you're looking to just defer taxes on money that you're not using.
Yeah. Again, if you feel like your taxes are being affected by, interest income type of thing, well, then a tax deferral may be right for you.
Yeah, it could very well be. So there's a lot of good, features to this. And you have to remember with everything that comes with this is that, the annuity is intended to be a long-term tax-deferred retirement vehicle. Earnings are subject as ordinary income when you take them out, and if you take them before you're 59 and a half, as we've, emphasized to you guys, you may be subject to a 10% federal penalty. If the annuity will fund an IRA or other sort of, tax-qualified plan, the tax deferral features offers no additional value to you. Okay, we know that, but you're getting your interest rate. Qualified distributions from Roth IRAs are generally excluded from gross income, but taxes and penalties may apply to non-qualified distributions, so you got to understand that. And please consult your tax advisor for specific information related to that. There's charges and expenses associated with annuities, such as deferred sales charges. We spoke about that for early withdrawals. And guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. So, those are things that you need to understand. And I do think that this is something that people should explore and see if it's right for them. And, in many cases, we're finding that people are getting a better yield here than they were receiving at their bank with the same level of, safety for all intent and purposes and no market risk. And, it's a plain vanilla, boring place for your money, but it's safe. And we know what the value is going to be at the end of the period of time.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, Doug, doesn't it seem like there's so many people in that boat?
Oh, yeah.
That are just,
There's still a lot of money sitting in banks that are just,
Not performing,
and people are just leaving them sit there. So, maybe you explore this option. So if this is something that is of interest to our listeners out there, Mike, they can pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give a call and leave a message for us, and we'll be sure to get back in, talk to you about this, and see if it's appropriate for your situation.
Sounds good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
Welcome back to the last segment of the show here, folks. And Mike, so far I think this has been a very informative show for the listeners out there. At least I hope it's been a very informative show for the listeners out there because, you know, we talked about if you receive an inheritance, the way that we think is a good way to approach handling it, right? It's really basically a kind of like our five-step approach to that. And let me just take a second here and reiterate to the people, you know, what that is. If you've received an inheritance, we think that you, number one, should relax and deal with the emotional part of the loss first. There's no rush to doing anything. And if anybody tells you there is a rush, you know, like I said earlier, rush them out the door because that's not at all true. Then take ownership of the asset and discuss any tax or legal things with the appropriate professionals to go with that. Then once you've done that, understand what you've inherited, right? Know what it is that you have. Think, number four is think about the asset that you received and does it fit into your financial life? And then number five is to update or create a financial plan or a financial strategy for yourself at that stage of the game. That's a five-step process that doesn't have to be done in 2 weeks.
Correct. Correct. And that's it's a great five-step process for the person that's inheriting money and never been in this position, not sure, a little panicked. Think of those five steps.
Yep. And then, Mike, in the third segment of the show, we spent some time and we spoke about the fixed annuity and, you know, the pros and cons that come along with that. And I think that, that's something that some people out there should consider and see if it's appropriate for their situation or not. And, you know, and if it is, you know, let's explore it and see if we can get you a little bit better interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely that. And, you know, Doug, the other thing, too, is, you know, both things, whether it be the inheritance or the fixed annuity, really happy to say we walked you through the mechanics of it.
Right.
Okay. And in particular, I'm going to go to the fixed annuity. You never heard us say a rate. You never heard us say a company name. We're not.
Right.
You know, we talked to you about the mechanics. And folks, so many things in your financial world, you have to have the mechanics right or make sure it's right for you before you can even say, yeah, I want to think about this, or I want to know more about this.
Right.
And I think when it comes to making the decision on the fixed annuity part, walk through those mechanics. Does it or doesn't it apply? It may apply to me and it may not apply to Doug.
One way to find out,
right?
Mike.
And then at that point, I think the rate and all that, I think, yeah, it's you'll be happy. You know what I'm saying from that aspect. But just apply the mechanics. Make sure it's appropriate for you. And even with the inheritance, apply the mechanics and make this inheritance a right decision for you.
You know, folks, Mike and I run Wealth Management Group as a true advisory firm. In our opinion, like consulting, you know, telling you, you know, where you can go and where you can turn and looking for options and avenues and creating a strategy for you and then finding the right, you know, financial instrument to help you accomplish your goals and objectives and then taking it further and helping you along with the implementation of it because you could know all the other information, but if you don't implement it, it doesn't matter. And we've got offices that are very conveniently located to everybody who can hear our radio show here. We've got an office in Clark, New Jersey, in Manasquan, in Toms River, in Martinsville, as well as in Parsippany and New York City in Manhattan. The other part of us is that we're old school in a lot of ways. And one of the ways that we're still old school is we'll make house calls. Very different from a lot of other, you know, organizations out there. We're not so full of ourselves that we can't come and sit with you in the comfort and privacy of your home and do this. We're willing to do that. You just need to take the steps to sit down and go over it with you. Let us go over it with you. And it is a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. And, you know, so we encourage you to take advantage of that. And we let you know several times during the show that you're able to do that. And it's an option for you. And the telephone number to do that is 855-262-3722. It's 855-262-3722 if you want to reach out to us for any reason whatsoever.
Yeah. So, you know, folks, you can, you know, give us a call. We go through, any, you know, and Doug, not just what we're talking about today, anything that really applies to your financial affairs or something. You say, hey, I'd like to speak to him about a certain topic. We're certainly there. And I know sometimes, too, Doug, you've also said, if there's a topic you want to hear about on our show, give us a call and let us know. Hey, guys, can you speak about this 1 week? We're only too glad to do it.
Yeah, 100%. And also want to remind you is that if you've heard us on one of our previous shows when we've offered out, you know, a giveaway, a booklet, an educational piece or something of that nature, and you didn't have the opportunity or you forgot to call that week, it's not like that's it, that was your opportunity, call or you never get anything. Just call us and let us know, and, you know, we'll put together a package. We'll send it out to you. It's we're old school like that, too, is we put it in an envelope and we mail it to you. You know, Mike, it's not, okay, give me your email and here's a link, go look at it. We'll send you the hard copy. You can write on it. You can do whatever you want to do and mark it up, take notes, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. So, Doug, you know, I think we had a terrific show this week. I really do. You know, again, I'm always happy when we're not, you know, we could talk about things and educate. And like I said to you, I used the word mechanics of two different things, how people should sit down and say, how should I do approach something? And hopefully everybody got a little something out of it this week.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, we're always here. I know I'm being redundant right now and letting you know that. But, you know, we want to help you. We take pride in it. It's our job to let you know that we can help you and give you the opportunity to allow us to help you. As, you know, Brian Tracy told me the one time that I met with him, and he said, Doug, you and Mike have a responsibility every week to get on that radio and let people know that they've got somebody to turn to, because that's what people need, somebody to turn to.
Sure.
That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Hope you got some good value out of it. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.